Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists like Leslie put people at the heart of everything they create.
With my team at Comcast, we developed the Xfinity Voice Remote and tested it to recognize different types of accents, inflections, and languages.
New movies?
Movies for kids.
Películas para las familias.
Now 40 million voice commands a day are heard by the Xfinity Voice Remote. Visit ComcastCorporation.com to learn more.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
As promised, Rachel Galvo is with us in studio. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you so much for having me in.
No, it's lovely to meet you. I have followed you online for a little while now. I saw you on Ireland AM as well.
Yeah.
And it was all good. So you've got a tour. Before we start about the tour, just as an introduction to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you are a comedian, but you're uncomfortable with that title.
Oh my God, I think I'm just in shock. It's so new. And I always use like air quotes when people ask me what I do.
I'm
a comedian. Yeah. I really didn't plan this.
Yeah.
And then when people are like, you're on tour, I'm like, yeah, I guess I am. But we just put up one show to see, wouldn't that be fun? And it sold out really fast. And we keep adding shows. And I guess now, with a few UK and Ireland dates, it is a tour.
It's fantastic. But Rachel, you started obviously in theatre, and I think one of the most interesting things is you got a scholarship when you were really young to Boston.
Yes.
Did that come about?
I used to go straight from school to my drama club. I was a very cool kid.
That does sound cool.
yes, to some, yeah. I basically lived in my drama school in ITW, and one day there was just kind of a bit of a rumour going around that there was this summer camp in a place called Walnut Hill. It is a place where people go full time for school. You know, in America, everything's very like
focused.
Yeah. So you go from the ages of 12 to 18 or whatever, and you essentially go on to be in Broadway or whatever. But there was an opportunity to kind of go just for the summer. And if you liked it, you could potentially stay. And yeah, I got a scholarship to go over and had the time of my life, begged my parents to stay. We could not afford to stay.
What age were you when you went over?
I was 16.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it was honestly like being on a Nickelodeon TV show or something.
That's incredible. I'd say it just opened your eyes to so many different things.
It just made me realize that this could actually be a career. I didn't really see that in Ireland or in the school I went to.
Right.
I had mentioned a few times to guidance counselors, etc. You know, I'm thinking of doing theatre, and they were like, okay, you can do business, law, or medicine kind of vibe, you know.
Okay, I don't want to do those things.
Yeah.
Edinburgh Fringe as well. You had a month-long show there? A month-long show?
It wasn't a month-long.
Okay.
I couldn't afford to rent the theatre for a month, but it was like 2.5 weeks, yeah.
But like Edinburgh Fringe is, and we've had a lot of people on the show, like Michael Fry.
Yeah.
Loads of people, Shane, and they talk about their experience there being so formative.
Oh my gosh, it was such, what's it, baptism by fire?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was so intense.
Because you have to sell yourself.
Oh yeah,
you're
myself and my, thank God my mum was with me, because I'm, not that I'm shy, I'm obviously not shy, I'm a comedian, but when you're selling yourself and you're like, I'm really funny, you should come to my show, here's a photo of my face.
Yeah.
You feel insufferable. You know, people are just trying to get out of the rain and you're chasing them with your flyer. Yeah. And then performing every night. My slot was until 10 p.m. and in a way you kind of feel like your day doesn't start until your show is over.
Yeah.
So my day was starting at 11 p.m. every night with alcohol. So I kind of blacked out for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. Kind of a tiring existence, actually. But this is amazing. So Dublin Ambassador Theatre, 12th, 13th and 14th of December, sold out.
Correct. And I'm going to get in trouble, but we are adding the 15th on Monday. Yeah. So it's going on sale. Yeah.
Woohoo.
Know,
that is incredible. Cork Cypress Avenue is a great venue. And that's 27th and 28th of November.
Yes.
And Galway Roisin Dubh, another great venue, 29th and 30th of November. So online, where can people find you?
So on Instagram and TikTok, it's both just Rachel Galvo.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were saying Galvo is not actually.
I know.
What's the story behind that name?
So my family name is Galvin.
Yes.
And just a nickname that everyone used to call me growing up was Galvo, and I thought it was more catchy.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, thank you. But when I had like a charity event for the old school I went to last night, and they introduced me as Rachel Galvin.
Yes.
So I think people do find it quite confusing because it's so similar.
Yeah.
But I think
it's
going to
take off.
It's going to take off, definitely.
Also, you were in a production of Chicago.
Oh yes, I was, yeah.
You played Velma.
Velma Kelly, yeah.
And what about a few bars? Can you do anything?
Right now.
Oh.
I had so many drinks last night. What is the song? I've been in so many musicals.
This is terrible. This was a question from my producer who's currently in a musical.
That's nasty. Actually,
yeah, I know.
That is nasty.
He's not even here.
I actually sing a bit in my show. Actually, at the Christmas shows, we have Adam Fogarty on board as creative director, choreographer.
Great.
We're holding open auditions for dancers, actually, next Saturday. Anyone can come along, 18 plus.
Where is that?
In Liffey Trust Studios at 11 a.m.
Oh, wow.
So I would really love if anyone listening is a dancer, I would love if you came along and
so
danced for us.
So that's Dublin 1, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Obviously, it's a paid job.
Or is it Dublin 3?
No, it's Dublin 2.
Mm.
It's one of the Dublins. It's in town anyway, yeah.
Excellent. And you're looking for dancers. That's great. So what do you sing in the show?
Well, you'll have to wait and see in the Christmas show.
You do have a voice that is, I can tell you'd be a good singer.
Oh, really? Everyone used to say I sound a little bit like Adele. That's actually really putting smoke up my...
So no, I don't want to burn, but I kind of sound like Adele.
No, I don't. It's just quite a smoker's voice, and I don't even smoke.
I wish that's one skill I've said to a lot of people over the years, and we had Rick Astley on actually last week,
yeah.
And we were talking about it. I can't sing at all, and
everybody can sing.
See, that's what, and now I'm name dropping, but Phil Jupitus was on the show years ago, and I said it to him because he learned to sing for a musical, and he's like, everyone can. I was like,
everyone can.
For me, I think, Phil. I don't think I can.
No, everyone can. I think it's about being relaxed as well. I think I was a better singer before I spent a year in musical theatre school in London because there was so much training put behind
it
and so much pressure, and every time we sang it was in front of a couple hundred amazing singers.
No.
And I wasn't even that good because you're so tense.
Yeah.
Whereas when I was like 12 years old, I was just belting out Rihanna everywhere I went, you know?
Oh my God, so it's a one-woman show and we can't really name it because there's a bad word.
There is a bad word.
There's something feminist.
Yeah, if you go to my Instagram, you'll see it. Plastered
and
everywhere.
Is it like, so is it based on your like current lived experience? Like
yes.
A lot of comedy shows are, yeah.
Yes, it is. Obviously, it's a heightened version. I think what people don't understand is that comedy is still a character in a way.
Yes.
And because, you know, if I'm having a bad day, I can't bring that onto the stage with me. You do have to snap into a sort of character, mm-hmm. which is a heightened version of yourself. And it is a more theatrical version of what I remembered my childhood and upbringing to be. Yeah.
And no one's fact checking you, so it's okay.
No, exactly.
Excellent. So another date for the Ambassador Theatre, 15th of December. And where can people buy all the tickets or find it? You do have a website as well.
I don't have a website.
Okay, so
no,
Instagram.
Just on Instagram I post the stories, and then the Ticketmaster links or MCD run all the shows in
Excellent.
Ireland. So yeah,
it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I feel like it's at the beginning of something really big, so I can name drop you in a few years. I had Phil Jupitus on and Rachel
in the same sentence.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you so much for having me.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis,
playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.